The shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. Linda's bothering me. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Today, the 15th of January, 7:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's there waving at us.
Good morning.
What day is it today, Jared?
Today is Bagel Day.
Bagel Day.
Or Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
Or Strawberry Ice Cream Day.
And Booch Day, but I don't know what that is.
What was the last one?
Booch, B-O-O-C-H.
Booch. I don't know what that is. Okay. It's just... Switch over again. This is... Okay.
How's that one? Good. Okay, everybody, good morning. Partly sunny today with a high of 67 and overnight lows of 47. Saturday calls for sunny with a high near 71. Partly cloudy Saturday night, lows 48. Mostly sunny on Sunday with a high of 74. These crispy, beautiful days. Sunday night, mostly clear. And if we look into Monday, which is Martin Luther King Day, we're going to be giving you a little bit notifications of what's happening on that day later on in the program. Sunny and breezy on Monday with the 67. Monday night, again, mostly clear and breezy, then clear, and Tuesday, sunny and breezy. So it looks like we've got a clear weekend. Great time if you've been putting it off to clear out your garage or go into storage and do that stuff outside. We're looking at beautiful weather for that. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. Now, on the phone, we have our Pet of the Week guy, Jim, talking with us and sharing with us the Pet of the Week. You can find that the visual of that pet online. Where do we go to
look? He sent that one to me.
Okay, I bet you they probably have it on.
Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We thought we'd just talk until, you know, you broke in.
You know, I'm a very patient person. I'll
That's true.
Here silent all day.
Where can you see a picture of this cute little dog? Not little, but this cute dog.
Yeah, about 67 pounds. You can see Lonnie on our website, havenhumane.org. That'll take you to a link with all the available animals at our shelter.
Okay, so Lonnie is a pity.
Yep, she's a beautiful brindle pity mix with a big old tongue. You can see in the picture I sent you. she's a very sweet girl. You know, hasn't been around here too long yet. She came here in December. And so far, as we can tell, she's just a perfect little angel. Don't know why she's still here.
Sometimes people are put off by breeds.
Well, that's very true.
And that's unfortunate because, it's like people. You get a bad reputation, and even if it's got nothing, I mean, maybe it's an organization you're a part of or something like that.
Well, Jim, we have people who, friends of ours that own, they call them their pitties, and they love them. So tell us about this dog and tell us about what's happening with Haven Humane.
Well, Lonnie is about 3 years old. Like I said, about 67 pounds, and she's fully grown, so she's not going to get any bigger than that. She's got this beautiful brindle and blue coloring. So far with us, she's done great with other animals. She's done great with kids here and done great with us. You know, our behavior specialist put a little note in here. No behavior concerns with a little smiley face.
So, you know, tell us about your why we have you on the line. Let's talk about, you know, when Haven Humane is looking for funds and why we partner with you. Tell us a little bit about the people that come in that are behavior specialists.
Well, our behavior specialist is one of our paid staff positions. Her name is Sarah. So she, every day, she comes in and she looks at all the new arrival dogs. Hangs out with each one of them, comes up with a little assessment to say, you know, this dog likes this, doesn't like this, might be appropriate in this kind of home or might be appropriate in this other kind of home. And then with any dogs that maybe have a behavior issue that need intervention, she and myself, we come up with a behavior intervention plan, basically, to work with them that our volunteers can then implement to make sure the dogs are getting what they need and maybe correcting any of these little issues that dogs tend to have. So
is it true, like, can it be, Jim, along with people, if, you know, they say people don't change, but if they really try to, they can change some habits. Do you think that's possible with dogs?
Very, very possible. It's, you know, here we use all positive reinforcement training, which basically means we reward the dog for everything good they do and we ignore everything bad they do. And it really teaches the dogs it makes them want to do the good things, right? Instead of being scared to do the bad things, they want to do the good things. And so I think there's always going to be an energy level and things like that in certain animals that you're not going to be able to get rid of. And that's why we have, like, working breeds and things like that. We know this dog is going to need a job to do. He's not going to be okay just laying around at home all day. But if you know what you're getting into with that type of dog, that's exactly what you're looking for. But all the little stuff, all the basic manners and things like that, totally teachable no matter the age of the dog. We can get that going. It just takes a little patience and time from the human.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
what's going on, Jared?
I have no idea. It seems to be switching back and forth between mics.
What is?
Whatever the problem is.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't hear you now either. Okay. Hey, can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Is this Monday or what?
I don't know what it is. It's just two of them. You know what? We've had an engineer in here. We had both, you know, everything's working. And
sorry about this, Jim.
And then two mics just went out. So, anyway. Okay,
all right, let's take a quick break.
Well, here's what we're going to do is, Jim, of course, Lonnie is available right now at Haven Humane, and you can come down and take a look at her. Do you have to set up an appointment first?
Yep, still doing everything by appointment. Give us a call at 241-1653, or you can contact us through our website, havenhumane.org. Or go on everyone's favorite website, Facebook, and find us there. We'll set you something up.
Okay. Thanks so much, Jim.
Of course. Thanks for having us.
Okay. We're going to be right back.
Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We are Women of Vision. We have exciting news. We will no longer be on for Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Our new home will be with North State Now, last Thursday of the month, starting January 2021.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show where every Thursday night a different host highlights people, places, entertainment, local heroes, arts, and Women of Vision.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women. Join us for North State Now, last Thursday of the month, 6 to 7 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction.
In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Light, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR. And we're just having a wonderful time here. Jim Harkabust is with us. He is here to share with us about what's going on in Lakehead. You know, we've been through so many tragedies with fires in the past. And so the Lakehead Fire Station is having a remodeling. They have a remodel fund. And the reason behind that, good morning and welcome to the show, Jim.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. You're looking chipper this morning.
I have good news. I'm here with good news. I'm really excited to share that.
Okay, share it.
Well, I was here last March, met with Carl, and right before the whole COVID craziness hit,
yes,
and we were talking about, we introduced what we were doing with the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Project, and that we are going to start a remodel project to enable us to participate in the Shasta County Fire Department's Reserve Firefighter Program, where they're going to staff firefighters at the station almost full on 24-hour shifts, almost full-time.
In Lakehead.
In Lakehead.
So let's try. I want to give our listeners a visual. Right now you just have a volunteer.
Yes, we have one volunteer and two in the pipeline.
Right.
But it's very difficult. And Lakehead runs, well, it covers a 260-mile stretch of area from Bridge Bay on I-5 all the way north to Sims Road and west to the Trinity County line and east to almost to Montgomery Creek. A lot of national force. We have 33 major commercial businesses, including five major marinas that Lakehead does initial response to for fire and for medical.
Right.
Two arms of Shasta Lake, seven major campgrounds, and everyone who goes to Shasta Lake to recreate comes, for the most part, let's say on the east side of the lake, they're coming to Lakehead's initial response area.
Well, when you came
and we have
in
one
the,
volunteer.
When you came in this morning and showed the map,
mm-hmm,
the visual of how large of an area it is. Let's not forget the Union and Pacific. The Union Pacific and Amtrak Railroad is also within this vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, again, adding to that, over 1,000 residences within the response. So how in the heck can you think about you're safe or you're covered when you have a part-time? So now the good news is?
The good news is we are starting the remodel project this month. They're breaking ground, starting a demo, and starting it. We've raised 50% of the funds we needed. We need $250,000. We have $125,000 in hand. And after engineering fees, we are ready to go. We're able to get through the demo. We're going to add a sleeping quarters so the firefighters have places to rest and sleep.
Important.
Yeah, they got to have that because they're there for 24 hours.
Vitally.
Yeah, and a kitchen, and remodel the bathroom and add a shower so they can be there on a 24-hour shift. Shasta County Fire Department's in the last phase of its sign off on its plans to start even put firefighters on 12-hour shifts, and that's going to be happening very near future. But we hope to be able to finish the project so they can be there for 24-hour shifts because they come back from a long day, a call, and they have a place to rest in between calls and stuff like that.
Well, what do you need? I mean, are you Besides, we can't really do fundraisers right now, but you're trying to raise funds, so it's not like one big bang. Tell us, share with our listeners what you're doing, and I love the idea that when you're thinking about the lake and the over a million visitors a year that come to the lake, especially last year.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend, we partner with Holiday Harbor, mm-hmm. Kevin Hardy was talking about the fact that they were all working triple time. All of the staff
exactly,
had been working
yes.
incredibly.
It was all the marinas. We do respond to Holiday Harbor. Right. That's within our response area. And they are, it was like a Memorial Day weekend or Jolly Fourth weekend every single weekend.
Right.
The marinas had a great year and because of people, we can't fly, can't travel, so let's go camping. And so it was really good, and people discovered the outdoors,
right.
discovering the beauty of Shasta Lake in the North County area and of North Shasta County as a whole. And so what we're doing, we are still – I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
We're asking people to donate to the Community Foundation of the North State. It's
yeah.
a foundation that we've partnered with. If they want to give us, we have 50% of the funding. We need another 50%.
Yes.
And we're starting, and so we have enough to start the project, not enough to finish it. But we're really hoping as we get started that people will be excited. We want to finish this off and get this done so we can have the reserve program up and going.
Absolutely.
And
we used to call a certain period of time fire season, but now we are 24/7, 12 months out of the all-year-long fire season.
Just about. You were talking to listening to you do the weather. It's going to be 71 degrees, and so still vegetation, still dry. It's not going to have any major fires this time of year, but still, you're going to escape control burns and stuff can happen and stuff like that. But fire season usually begins around June and runs through October, November for Northern California. From my experience as a volunteer firefighter, I was a volunteer firefighter for many years. But still, you have the year-round activities of the lake. And, in fact, I saw a lot of boats at Bridge Bay. It must be a bass tournament going on.
I saw a lot of boats. Yes.
There must be a bass tournament going on. Because there's activity in the lake year-round.
Right.
Houseboat rentals and stuff like
that. And it
was
raining that day that I drove through to,
yeah.
from Mount Shasta through. And I thought, what are all these trucks?
Yeah, it's amazing. And so, but then come Memorial Day weekend, and even being that with the college weekends in mid-May
mm-hmm.
and Mother's Day weekend,
mm-hmm.
it begins. And so it's just a lot of people visit the lake, and we really want to get that program. It's a good program the Shasta County Fire Department is doing, and by placing volunteers at the station and paying them to be at the station, basically hard covering the station. It's a really good program and need for what we have going on.
Speaking of fire trucks, we've got, you know, big fire trucks. Right, we're right down here by one of the major stations. But the Lakehead Volunteer Fire Company is partnered with the Community Foundation. You can go to the Community Foundation website, and then while you're there, do the cfnorthstate.org/fund/Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund.
Exactly. And they can give that way. And we appreciate that. We are just looking to finish up the funding. We got the project to be starting halfway, and we get through the framing and drywall, and then we hopefully the rest of the funds come in so we can finish it and get it done and get that program up going full time.
Well, it sounds really wonderful. What else have you got to add? Now, do you live in Lakehead?
I do. I've lived here for 28 years.
All right.
Yes.
What brought you to Lakehead?
Well, I actually pastored the local church, and I moved there for that. And my wife and I served on the volunteer fire department for many years. So now we're still on the board of directors. It's a young person's sport. I'm 65, so, you know, it's getting problematic to get out there and pull hose and run up and down hills with hose chasing fires
right.
and stuff. So, but we still support our community and support the Lakehead Volunteer Fire Department in that way, doing what we can to serve.
Did I understand that you just said that you were a pastor?
Yes.
And what's the church?
Oh, I pastored the Canyon Community Church in Lakehead.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been there for 28 years.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, that's what you said. It was like a run-on. So
yes.
I was trying to pick out what...
I talk fast.
That's okay. That's all right. So, you know, you have your flock.
Yes, yes.
And you're also a volunteer fire guy.
I no longer actively respond, but still support the community and
right.
the fire department as a board of directors.
So this is wonderful. Like, you're putting all your energy, much of your energy behind getting this going, because you're, if anybody, being there 28 years and what we've experienced in the last 5 years,
mm-hmm.
you see how in an instant tragedy can happen.
Yes, seeing many accidents, and you know, the timely response is essential for when you have a trauma emergency, for immediate care, you know, to prepare them for transport to the hospital or to deal with fires that keep them small.
Yeah. Okay. Well, anything else? You have more to talk about your event, or not necessarily your event, but what else we need to discuss in this next segment, this last part of the show here, about the Lakehead Fire Station remodel?
Well, one, I just want to thank the – we want to thank the Shasta County, the community and the residents and the businesses and the foundations for their support. It's been amazing. Again, in the midst of this COVID thing, you can't do anything.
Right.
We had a gala canceled, and we did an online event. And it went well. Everyone's generosity. We want to thank the community for that. I want to update them what we're doing. We are starting breaking ground and, you know, knocking down walls this month,
right.
Last week of January, actually. And then just invite them to continue to participate. They can get through the Community Foundation of the North State to help us finish this project and put it to bed.
Wonderful. Okay, well, listen, again, we want to tell our listeners, please go to the Community Foundation. You would go to CF North State. And by the way, just a shout out, I know Shannon Phillips, they are just all over the place.
Yes,
the
they
Community
are.
Foundation, they are have just done wonderful things to help breathe life back into the North State. So kudos there. But if you go to cfnorthstate.org/fund/Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund, you can help know that your donation will go into helping put firefighters and the station to where people can actually, you know, come and spend the night. And again, we want to reiterate that over 1,000 residents with Lakehead live in the area. You got 33 major commercial businesses, including 5 major marinas plus other major lake resorts.
Yes.
And 7 campgrounds within the Shasta Trinity Forest. And Carl?
Well, the main thing, of course, is getting emergency response to the people there. That's, you know,
timely medical response.
Timely response. Otherwise, the sheriff, by the time he gets there, it's going to be an hour, two hours.
Exactly.
And at least you'll have EMTs and this.
Yes. Nearby. I mean, now the response time, other than the one firefighter, and he works too, so sometimes he's a volunteer, he's not there. And so the next response is about 30, 45 minutes, sometimes 60 minutes away, depending on the location of the call.
Just makes sense.
Yes.
Well, thank you so much for coming in and sharing with us.
Thank you for having me, and we look forward to getting this project done. I want to thank the community.
I think the first time was last year.
March.
In March.
Yes.
That's right, when all this started.
Yes.
So it's been a year, and it's time to get this thing finished up.
I'm amazed we're at 50% of the project. It's simply stunning. We've raised $125,000, and we're on the last half of it, and we just invite people to help finish this out and get it done.
Well, let's hope so. Okay.
Thank you.
If you've got an extra $10 laying around here,
exactly.
Give it to the Lakehead Fire Station Remodel Fund.
Yes, via the Community Foundation of North State.
Okay. Thank you so much, Jeff.
Yep.
Okay. We're going to take a break, and in this portion of the show, though, is brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. You know, sleepers who routinely use their Sleep Number 360 smart beds get almost 100 hours more proven quality sleep per year. Now, how much is, you know, 100 hours of quality sleep worth to you? In fact, for 2021 here, not the year that should remain nameless, but 2021 is one of the ones that Linda and I have decided to triple our efforts when it comes to staying healthy, getting a good night's sleep, exercise.
I'm going to bed earlier.
Stay out of the social networks.
Yeah, and we're going to bed earlier because, just preparing yourself for the night of sleep is so important. There is if you can develop a ritual, if you can get off your tablet, stop the blue light, get into your bed, maybe you can read a little bit, things that are going to calm you down, because we are in not just a world international, but like a world turmoil at this point. So the best thing you could ever do is to get a deep night of sleep. It helps with your sanity, too. I know last night I set my sleep number to 55. And I think that's just kind of a common number I'll go to when I know that, you know, I'm feeling good, I had an active day, I'll go to 55.
My sleep number setting last night was 60. And right now, make quality sleep your New Year's resolution. Don't miss this weekend special. Save up to $1,000 on the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery and setup when you add a base. This ends Monday, only at Sleep Number stores over in the Target Shopping Center there. Or you can go to online to sleepnumber.com, but you should go to the store instead. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. All right, so we'll be right back after these messages. Hopefully, I've got a young man who's calling in from who was in the D.C. Last week during the protest, the march, the riots. Depending on which side of the line you're on, you could call it anything. The seditious attack against liberty. 7:30. We'll be right back. But it's gonna take money.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Yeah. Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner's announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites and a new Ciabatta Bear Burger. Easily grab the Rookie of the Year honor. Early stats guarantee that this hefty 10-ounce burger will have a long-standing position on the team. Loaded with what you'd expect, this one's built on a toasted ciabatta roll. It's versatile, too, with a cheese and bacon upgrade for a championship lunch. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose this player for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitting.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome back to Free Thought Radio here in the studios at KCMR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. How's that sound to you? Are every one of the mics going out on one day? That's impossible.
You sound good to me.
Okay. All right. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Shasta Regional Medical Center is bringing a segment. Shasta Regional Medical Center is among the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They also receive 4 out of 5 stars in specifically targeted categories, including heart attack care, emergency care, preventative care, surgical complications, heart failure, stroke, and hip and knee replacement. This is why Shasta Regional Medical Center is the place to go to. Healing starts there. Okay. Linda and I are here. It is 7:35 in the morning.
Currently 44 degrees.
44 degrees out there. And on the line, we have Ranger Rick. Good morning, Ranger.
Good morning, Carl and Linda. How are you both doing?
We are living the dream, my friend, living the dream.
11 years on the air.
Ooh, scary. So,
I remember the early days.
Yeah, you know what? You've been listening to us for a long time, since the beginning. So we appreciate that.
Yeah.
Ranger is on the line because, well, you know, he's always welcome on the show. But you were in Washington, D.C. last week.
Yes, I was. Great event. You know, it's really too bad. From my perspective, what I saw was a wholesome celebration of liberty. People there, and I was there a couple of days beforehand, too, and it was nice to just walk around D.C., visit family, and take in the sights. But it was also very sad to see the news about what happened, because I was not witness to any of that up the Capitol area. I had no idea what was going on. But other than that, I saw families, I saw strollers, I saw a lot of support from the Southeast Asian community, the South Vietnamese flags flying, flags from all over the world. The Chinese were there, but they were pretty much patriotic Chinese.
Chinese American,
yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, these people were lovely. Nobody was getting out of hand. Nobody even mentioned something about getting. I guess I was in the wrong crowd. I don't know. It was awful cold, I'll tell you that.
Well, were you able to hear President Trump speak?
Barely. It was so crowded, so packed. I could make out Rudy Giuliani and President Trump, but you know, I really had to pay attention. It was just like I said. It was so dense, so crowded, and I was so far away. But people were climbing in trees. They were climbing on top of outhouses to listen and see and hear. But I did hear them, and nothing in that speech made me think that there was a sense to, do evil things. It was a good speech, I thought. In fact, I want to listen to it again, this time, on video or something. Because
yeah.
Everybody loved it. There was nothing deniable.
So would you say that from your standpoint, Ranger Rick, that it would be like, I guess if you were at Disneyland and one part of the park, you don't even know what's happening on one part of the park. You're at this end and you're looking at this end and you're all enjoying whatever's happening on this end. And then over on this end, something like that's going on. But there was no ripple in the crowd whatsoever. From your standpoint,
no, there was no ripple, no motor, nothing that would trigger. It's not like all of a sudden a horde of protesters descended upon or started running towards the area of contention and started tearing down windows. Not at all. I didn't see those scrollers headed that way with those women pushing them.
Well, did you
didn't see it?
You know the something. Okay, but did everybody start moving toward the Capitol because President Trump said, go down there and let them know that, you know, to do the right thing? He never said anything about violence or anything like that. Nobody can find anything like that.
No.
And so did you all just kind of like, did everybody kind of like you know, turn casually to your left and walk toward the Capitol?
No, I didn't see that. As a matter of fact, to be truthful, right after the speech, it was so cold, right after the speech, I went back to my room.
Okay.
And I, you know, be honest with you, I took a nap, turned on the TV later, and I saw everything that was going on. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I was going to say, you used that line before I could. Now, one of the things, now the aftermath of this, it appears that there was a number, you know, and I still don't know what the number is that, you know, that entered the Capitol itself. And of that group, I don't know how many of them were violent and doing things, or if they were just, you know, once they were in, it was kind of like, oh, I can sit behind Nancy Pelosi's desk and get my photo taken. I don't know how many were that, and how many were in there literally trying to crack into places where the Congress was, and the guards were there telling them not to come in. How serious that was, but obviously with one protester killed, and then two policemen attacked with fire extinguishers, from what I'm seeing, and then other people being trampled to death or just dying from heart attacks. But you didn't sense that in the crowd when you were there.
No, the only thing I can put let you guys hang your hat on is that when I was standing around and this one young man, individual, was talking to a group of people, and he was saying, hey, after the speech, we're going to go down and to the gates where the mayor of D.C. has allowed Black Lives Matter posters to be suspended from the gate, and maybe Antifa, too. And we're going to go, tear them down. And, you know, and this is right after they took the Proud Boys leader off the plane and took him to court and told him he couldn't come to the protest. So that was an issue. But that's all I heard. And I think even then, even with that communication to those folks, they didn't seem riled up. It seemed like a pretty benign thing to do. But now that I'm thinking about it, I don't know where this guy came from. I don't know who he was, of course. But I think it's a little odd now that the things have happened. But that was the only inkling I had that there was going to be something going on down that possibly at, elsewhere.
Well,
that was it. And I wonder who this guy was. I wonder who he really represented now.
Well, you know, one of the things that they're starting to report now is that there was indications from the FBI that people were planning on a much bigger statement, like a violent statement. And the FBI was telling from Norfolk, was telling the FBI in D.C., so it wasn't like they didn't know that there could have been something happening then. His latest reports, that this thing was being planned well before the rally. I don't have, and I've got to do some more research, but I don't have a clear picture of once they got into the Capitol what happened. Now I'm seeing things. They were planning on taking hostages and executing, people. I mean, again, this is reporting that you have problems believing anyway. Now, were you concerned that you went there and people know that you went there, that this could have an impact on your job or anything?
Oh, yeah, it's going to have an impact. It already has.
It has?
And but like I said, I was there. I got family in the area. I needed to get away from take a little vacation anyways. And I went there to celebrate, our nation. And it was actually the day before was really rewarding because you had, guest speakers at the Freedom Plaza.
Uh-huh.
And I was able to, enjoy a cigar with some like-minded folks that, that were just watching the events. And the big thing that made me laugh was the statue of Marion Barry DC previous DC mayor.
Yeah.
They were covering him up with plastic. I guess the current mayor didn't want him to be defaced again. Not that I know that he was, but I didn't see straws and razor blades around there, so I guess they cleaned that up beforehand.
What he's referring to is former mayor Marion Barry was busted for in a series of crack deals. He was using crack with a bunch of hookers, and they got it on tape and all that. Yeah.
If you don't mind us, how much time do we have left, Carl?
Well, we can. How much time do you have, Ranger? Because we
got
to take.
All kinds of time.
All right, we're going to take a break then. This portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Reading Electric Utility. They have rebates available for that electric car. You know, a lot of people are buying electric cars. Well, now REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station, up to $20,000, by the way. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. It is 7:45 in the morning here, and it is about 48 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. And we'll be right back with Ranger Rick and talking about what happened, what he saw on January 6th in D.C.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Why did you switch to Dish?
Everything was going okay with DirecTV,
but our bill was out of control. We saved $280.
$270.
$300. Like, holy
savings.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized Dish retailer. We've been offering holy savings like these since 1999. Being local, we listen to your needs in the TV entertainment, and we give you the best that we can. At B&T Satellite, we've saved some of our customers $600 to $1,200 per year, and these prices are locked in for 2 years. Skip the 800 number waiting on hold for long periods of time. Call 241-3474. That's 241-DISH. And if you already have Dish, call us and we'll help you find great ways to upgrade and save money in the years to come.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a Dish authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome back to Freeform Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM. Your talk radio, 7:50 in the morning here, here on the 15th of January. And
it's currently,
Carl Lindebach.
44 degrees. I know, we're moving around here in the studios. Today it's going to be partly sunny with a high of 67 and overnight lows of 47. Get ready for a fabulously clear and wonderful weekend. Yeah. Ranger Rick is on the phone with us, and we've had very interesting conversation if you're just tuning in. He was there during the what you would call a rally that what the news has covered that it became into a complete riot. And you've reported...
No, what they reported was it was a seditious insurrection of all of the people that were there. That's the impression you get, that the 100,000 people or more stormed the Capitol, sedition, insurrection, violence, death. Did you see that? No, you've already
said... Did I see that?
Yeah, you said the only thing you saw was, you know, moms pushing strollers around.
Yeah, people enjoying, you know, eating fast food. But once again, I'm really surprised at the Southeast Asian community, the South Koreans, the South Vietnamese, Chinese Americans. I never realized how much they just love Trump, and they love him. Well, Carl, you and I we're in the service. We had we probably both served a lot with people that came from East Europe. These guys were my role models. They escaped the Iron Curtain in communism and came over here, and now we're, you know, my bosses, my role models and mentors. And it was kind of refreshing to see the Southeast Asians really rallying behind President Trump at this rally. They came out in storm. I met people coming from Oregon, Washington, and they were the Southeast Asians.
Oh. Hey, Rick, you mentioned something earlier, and you said it had an impact on your job.
Oh, yeah, I'm out of there. It's just a matter of it's a foregone conclusion. They may not say that, but it's happening as we speak.
Really? Have they talked to you about it?
They're not going to mention a thing about the rally, but they've got other things.
Really?
Bottom line is I mentioned earlier talking about role models and mentors, you know, the people that I grew up that impressed me in my life. Well, now we've got an entirely different fact pattern set of managers and leaders and bureaucrats in the state of California, and this free speech stuff is really being threatened at every level. So hang on, see where the ride takes us, and we shall see.
Well, you know, now they're talking about violence at... Well, at least I don't know if they're talking about violence. They're seeing there's going to be armed protesters at 50 state capitals. I'm not sure I believe that.
You know, I don't know either. Even over here in Carson City, Nevada, uh-huh. I haven't heard. I'm looking for it. But, you know, I remember when BLM and Antifa was burning down Reno.
Yeah.
And that wasn't
That's true.
So long ago.
That's true.
Surprisingly enough, they attempted to come to our small little town, and it's funny. The locals got together, and I'm sure that they would have had a very unwelcome welcome. They lined the streets; they were waiting for them, and that's what you get in small town America.
Yeah.
Business owners, shop owners, casino owners—they were there. Just come on down. They never showed up. They turned around.
And there is a, I don't, you know what, I think part of the problem that we saw back in D.C. was, even though that there was, you know, warnings and they should have taken it a lot more serious, is that there's never been a big Trump rally like that that's ever had problems, you know, like this.
Well, these are communist propagandists. They're going to take every opportunity and twist it. You know, you look back to the Chinese Cultural Revolution, and you have the same. You know, a good example of this, to put this in perspective, watch that movie, The Sand Pebbles, with
Steve McQueen.
Steve McQueen.
Yeah.
Watch that. Yeah, get a feel for what's going on here right now. Every you know, and those trials that they had in China that led up to, you know, what do they call them? Truth and justice trials, where they just hang a sign over Karl Bach's head and take him to the town square, and the students would try him, and then you're gone.
Well, but we haven't reached that part yet. Let's just keep. You know, the thing about this is that it's like it gave the left an opportunity because of the actions of a very small group of people. This opportunity to crack down, to you know, to it gave big tech the opportunity to crack down on free speech. It just gave them the opportunity to go forward faster than they would have if they had not been given this opportunity. So,
you're right, and that point needs to be driven home to everybody, Carl. The brakes are off. I know that I was, in fact, 40 years ago when I was in Washington, D.C., and I was working in psychological operations, you know, this was the big concern. But it certainly has changed. Washington, D.C. is a hostile place. It's like working for, it's worse than a hostile work environment. It's on steroids.
Well, you know, when you get a major, you know, Twitter, Facebook, Amazon, all of these, you've got three or four people, non-elected people, who have built these huge businesses with the help of the taxpayers and special tax breaks and all these other things, and now they have such control over the social media networks, communication networks, and for them to say, "Oh, just go to someone else." Well, who else is left out there? Because they've destroyed them. So this is something that even the ACLU has come in and said, you know what, banning people is not the right thing to do. And from the latest I just read, the head of Twitter has said that Trump's just the first. So,
oh yeah,
it's going to be interesting.
Well, until people really push back, I don't want to say fight back. I want to say push back.
Yeah.
This is going to continue to happen in your workplace, with your coworkers. Heck, I've got relatives in Norway that live in a socialist country, and, you know, they come over here and they're terrified to talk about politics. Just terrified. They don't want to lose their job. And that's what they do.
Wow.
And they've already talked about going after people in the Trump administration or anybody that supports them.
Yeah, I saw that in the re-education of Republicans' kids. When I saw that, when I said, you know what, the gloves are off. You know, if you can say things like that in the open to, you know, on the open air, re-education of the Republican children, it's kind of scary. It's more than scary. Now you feel like you can say or do anything, and they're using that crisis, and they're taking huge bounds forward, which they would.
Yeah.
They may have done it anyway, but it would take them slower. It would have taken them longer.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, got to run there. Hey, Ranger.
Let me go. It's almost 8 o'clock, and if I'm on the air at 8 o'clock, I'll get in trouble. They already monitor my social media, so... I better go before 8 o'clock comes around. But it was a pleasure talking to you both.
You bet, Ranger. Hey, Semper Fi.
All right, take care. Bye.
You bet. All right. Hey, when we come back, House of Realty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Some soul searching in order at the Justice Department. The agency's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, will be reviewing the department's preparation for and its response to last week's deadly rioting at the U.S. Capitol. And security is extremely tight ahead of next week's presidential inauguration in Washington. Armed National Guard troops stationed at the U.S. Capitol and elsewhere around D.C., and the concern over possible violence extending far beyond Washington.
With less than a week to go before Inauguration Day, federal authorities are on high alert, monitoring individuals potentially planning violent protests.
We've already identified over 200 suspects.
FBI Director Christopher Wray speaking at an inauguration security briefing with Vice President Mike Pence.
We know who you are if you're out there. And FBI agents are coming to find you.
Federal officials tell the Associated Press Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy has approved deploying 21,000 National Guard members to Washington, D.C. to assist with security. Mike Crossio, Washington.
A Black Lives Matter activist from Utah among those facing federal charges for his alleged role in the deadly siege at the Capitol. President-elect Biden unveiling a nearly $2 trillion COVID relief proposal.
The president-elect rolled out his American Rescue Plan that includes direct cash payments, extended unemployment, rent relief, food assistance, and more.
I know what I just described does not come cheaply, but failure to do so will cost us dearly.
Biden declared that we have to act now to deal with the twin crises of a pandemic and a hurting economy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Sell-off underway on Wall Street this final trading day of the week. Right now, the Dow down 249 points, NASDAQ off 113, the S&P 33 points in the red. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started DinoVite, I started seeing great improvements, and today 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a DinoVite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without DinoVite. When I get out the DinoVite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. DinoVite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my DinoVite from DinoVite.com.
Growing concern over the coronavirus situation in one country in Southeast Africa.
Malawi's president, Lazarus Chakwera, has admitted that his government has not done enough to slow down the spread of coronavirus infections. Two government ministers died earlier this week following a cabinet meeting and other gatherings attended by politicians during the Christmas period. The deaths of the two ministers prompted President Chakwera to declare a state of national disaster. He's seeking support from donors and well-wishers as the country is in desperate need of personal protective equipment. It's not mandatory to wear masks in Malawi, but people have been encouraged to do so.
That's the BBC's Namsa Maseko. North Korea displaying new submarine-launched ballistic missiles under development and other military hardware, a parade that underlined leader Kim Jong-un's defiant calls to expand the country's nuclear program. News and analysis at townhall.com. France racing the clock in its fight against COVID-19.
Trying to fend off the need for a third nationwide lockdown that would further dent Europe's second-largest economy and endanger more jobs, France has opted for creeping curfews. Big chunks of eastern France are living under 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. restrictions on movement, and at 12 hours, the curfew is the longest anywhere in the European Union's 27 nations. And the rest of France will now follow suit starting Saturday. Critics say it's often bad for business and for what remains of their anemic social lives during the pandemic. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Convicted drug trafficker and killer Corey Johnson has become the 12th federal inmate to be put to death at the prison in Terre Haute, Indiana, since the Trump administration restarted federal executions following a 17-year hiatus.
The 52-year-old executed last night for killing seven people in Richmond, Virginia in 1992. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. The time is 8:05 in the morning here on the 15th of January. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, Jared's at the helm, and it's Bucci Day. Is that what you said, Bucci Day?
Yeah, it said Booch Day, and then Booch looked it up, and it's Kombucha Day.
Oh, Kombucha Day.
For some reason,
Day.
They wanted to shorten it.
Isn't that a tea?
I think it's some sort of a fermented beverage.
It's like a mushroom.
Yeah, and it gives you stomach problems. Okay, so Linda, what's the weather look like?
I'm sorry, but kombucha is supposed to be a healing element, and it's a tea that's supposed to help very much with digestion. So I suppose it could be, you know, depends on how you look at it, which part of the scale. It's either going to help with digestion or give you bad digestion. But kombucha, okay, I think it's called something else, but that's all right. Hey, currently 45 degrees in the downtown studios. Partly sunny will be our day today with our highs of 67 and our overnight lows of 47. Saturday, sunny with a high of 71, overnight lows of 48. As we progress through the weekend, Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 74, overnight lows of 45. Monday is Martin Luther King Day. Sunny and breezy with a high near 67. Monday night, mostly clear and breezy with 42. That's our weekend forecast, and weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. 365-3793.
Okay, so earlier in the show, when we were talking to a gent who had been there to D.C. on January 6th last week. And this U-Haul it trailer, U-Haul it truck, pulled up right next to the window here. And the guy got out, looked around, and he left. Now, at any other time, if I was in another country, he wouldn't have left. And two, we would have kind of start looking at this, you know, dogs over there sniffing it, or we immediately would have left the area. But being downtown Reading, I just let it sit here without calling the cops and the bomb squad. And now I'm looking at him. He's putting chairs in it. So I assume that everything's okay. So I know you think about this, but in front of our radio station, a van, and I'm thinking to myself, do those springs look like they're packed down with, you know. Okay, now I've got House of Realty over there. Now they're looking at it going, hey, wait a minute. And we are here with House Realty. Good morning to the Middleton.
Good morning.
Top of the morning.
Did that start your day off okay like that?
It has now, yeah.
Okay.
I got a cup of coffee.
I got back from one tour, and I was in Hawaii, and I was waiting in line at the DMV, and this guy in front of me had this pack, and he puts it down. He says, hey, I'm going to go get a Coke. He says, can I bring you one? He says, can you watch this for me? I'll bring you one. And I went, sure. And he leaves. I mean, he just leaves. And now I'm looking at that pack in front of me. Now, I knew this was in Hawaii. I knew the chances of this, anything happening. But I had just gotten off an intense tour someplace. And I'm sitting there looking at him thinking, I really don't like sitting here holding this pack or just watching it, sitting at my feet. About that time, he came back with a Coke for me. So it was okay. I know.
So we are here with House of Realty today, and I just want to, you know, pose a question for you guys. You know, every now and then we get these little Zillow things that hit at different areas of where friends live. Texas, a family that lives in Albuquerque, so we have New Mexico, Texas, and also Tennessee. And then I look at the comparisons of what's happening in the North State. Are our values in property right now increasing?
Well, that's an interesting question. In fact, the U-Haul here next to us is a pretty good segue, actually, and to get an idea. We, and I know there's been a couple of articles here recently regarding that, the U-Haul traffic, the moving and storage companies, their traffic. Obviously, we're seeing it out of California as a whole, but we are seeing an increase here. More people are coming in at the moment than going out. So we are seeing the growth, and we are right now, which is incredible, our inventory is down to 404 homes on the Shasta MLS, which by any account is a record. Dad, you sold Moses, I think, his second home. So I don't know. I mean, you've never seen 404 homes on the market. That
he didn't qualify.
No.
I was going to say after, maybe it was after the ARC or something like
yeah.
that. But, you know, you were on, well, previous months, and you said, well, we're down to 800. Then it was 700. You said, I just don't know how much further it can go. Well, we just found out. Only 400. And this is in Shasta County.
Well, and frankly, a few of those are outside of Shasta County. Even.
Okay.
So the number really in Shasta County is even less than that.
Are we talking MLS?
MLS, the Shasta Multiple Listing Service, 404 homes, period. And again, you can list things outside the county. So I would say generally the average is about 5 to 10% of those are in Tehama County because we have a reciprocal agreement. Somebody lists something off Bowman Road down in Cottonwood, it's in Tehama County, but they'll put it on our MLS because they'll have people here looking for them. So it is an insane number. I had a home I listed, what, about 3 weeks ago, 664 square feet, listed it for $180,179.5. We had 9 offers in 24 hours. I mean, it was cute as can be, but it's a Cracker Jack box.
Okay, so it was a 697 square foot house.
664, which is...
And you put it on the market for 180, essentially.
Yep.
And you got 9 full price offers?
Many were above list price. Most were above.
So how much is that a square foot? Was that what? It's got to be what?
It's in the high twos.
Yeah, it's almost close to 300. Wow.
Yeah, that's what
I said. $3 a
square foot. And I made the mistake of listing it on a Friday. So that killed my weekend.
All right.
Let me tell you.
So here's a question. We have this downtown when they remove the barriers from downtown. And, you know, meaning that we can walk downtown freely with all the construction. What, in your opinion, because you've, House of Realty, is it 67 years? How many years have you been doing House of Realty?
56.
Okay. Flip my numbers. But so with watching the trend and what is going to be happening with the downtown area, I mean, people are starting to work from home, so you're getting the Bay Area residents, you're getting people that can live anywhere, want to raise their kids in a safer environment, a different environment. What do you foresee? Just not to quote you, this time last year you said, but what do you kind of think?
Well, we are seeing some of that. We're seeing a bit of an influx. I got a call from an old, distant relative of mine who is been living in San Diego, doing very, very well, and who has they bought a house a while back. House is now appreciated greatly, and they are now expecting their first child, he and his wife. And, he's really doing well down in San Diego. Great job, great everything. And he said, listen, I don't want to raise my kid down here. I want to raise my kid back up in Redding. And so he's now looking in the, you know, the very high six figures, low seven figures, million-dollar house because of how much his is appreciated down there. He knows, because he grew up here, how much he can buy up here in Redding. And he's saying, yeah, I want to make the move. We just heard it again from a doctor, somebody else in our office, same thing, and said, hey, I want to move up to, you know, to this area. Just they're tired of the city life. They're tired of everything going on there. So I think it's two factors. I think number one, we are seeing here in Redding We are seeing an influx of people, especially those that maybe want to still have to go perhaps to Sacramento or the Bay Area once or twice a month. They're able to still do that from this location. Harder to do that from, say, Idaho. But at the same time, too, I think we are, you know, interest rates should stay relatively low. And I do believe also with the inventory staying the way that it is, we're going to see continue to see this influx. We have a lower unemployment rate in Shasta County than the state average now. I think it's like three quarters in a row. We've never had a lower unemployment rate than the state average. And I think we're bucking the trend. We're doing better than most other areas of the state. I think we're going to continue to see this momentum going for the foreseeable future. Unless, you know, we have some catastrophe or, you know, pandemic, major fire, whatever. I mean, like, it hasn't
happened.
It's never happened before, but I'm saying if something catastrophic does happen.
Well, you know, we've got to take a quick break here. But the things you're saying is true, you know, because I, you know, especially about the unemployment rate. But then Reading being one of the, top seven cities, small, you know, to, or I guess, I use the term city. Small city for starting businesses and the entrepreneurs that are, you know, that are moving here that feel like they can get it. And one of our people said here is said that, let me see, Reading is the hub of the last bastions of freedom. And Linda's brother said one day, he says, you know, you guys live in a bubble of common sense up there. So, anyway, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Speaking about common sense, Judy Maxwell has it all. She has two separate organizations for her that help you with your financial questions, financial requirements, and, of course, an insurance company that has been helping people since 1993 and doing just a great job. We have our insurance with Judy because we trust her to do the best job out there. And if there's anything about insurance that Judy or her team doesn't know, it's because they just invented it. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Give her a call at 221-0441. That's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We'll be right back with House of Realty.
Slow down, you crazy child. You're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid? Where's the fire? What's the hurry about? You better cool it off before you burn.
Is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Huddle up, team. Black Bear Diner's announcing their all-star lineup of fan favorites and the new Ciabatta Bear Burger. Easily grab the Rookie of the Year honor. Early stats guarantee that this hefty 10-ounce burger will have a long-standing position on the team. Loaded with what you'd expect, this one's built on a toasted ciabatta roll. It's versatile, too, with a cheese and bacon upgrade for a championship lunch. Head to blackbeardiner.com to choose this player for your next meal. Open for carryout, delivery, or outdoor seating, weather permitted.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Galen H. with 5 stars writes, for Dish, home theater, and TV mounting, I call B&T Satellite. Doug has helped me move my Dish network services twice in the last 3 years, and I couldn't be happier with the service he provides. It's nice to have a local guy that serves all the North States. He also helped me in my latest move with my TV mounts at a reasonable price when I couldn't get any other companies to do it unless I bought added equipment or services.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
The
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
If you think mainstream media is telling you the truth about critically important issues, think again. Do you want factually verifiable answers to your questions? The Real News Q&A Hour on KCNR Radio, Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. will provide factually verifiable answers to your questions. Tune in or call to join in the conversation. Let's fill in the blanks to the questions mainstream media refuses to even ask. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Your talk radio. Keep playing that.
And this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry. You know, Four Winds Jewelry has been with us since the day that we started. We're celebrating 11 years on the air. And they have been wonderful in just in their support of the community. They are locally owned and operated, and they're wonderful. On Hilltop Drive, 2225 Hilltop Drive, Four Winds Jewelry.
We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
You know what? Unfortunately, we're never mind. I'm not even going to go into it. Except we're fortunate to have you two here because we have found that the number of homes available for sale in our MLS is down to 400 and something. 404. Now, and then Linda asked about an influx of people from other parts of the state coming in, and. Question and answer to that was
yeah, we are seeing it, and the other thing too, we're seeing a higher demand for four bedroom. So Ooh. People want to come in; they want or a three bedroom plus an office plus a den, what have
okay.
you. They're looking for that fourth room to be able to do some work for home, from home. And of course, not everyone can do that. You know, a carpenter can't really work from home. No. A landscaper can't work from home. You know, there's a whole number of people that aren't able to do that.
IT guys can work from home.
IT
people
guys.
People on the back ends of Yahoo, Google, Amazon, all those.
Certainly. And some are going to stay in California. Some aren't. And that's understandable. But we are seeing a bit of an influx. And, again, with the low inventory, that's what makes it really tricky. The house I mentioned earlier, again, very small home that we listed for under $200,000. There were at the time, and that was 3 weeks ago, that was the seventh house on the market in the city limits under $200,000. There were only seven. So if somebody's only qualified, single income up to $200,000, they only had seven houses to choose from, and a couple of those were...
Probably not ones you would want to move into.
We wouldn't call them turnkey, no.
No, okay. This is for when you see the one that says, what do they call it, when you want to do some sweat equity or, you know, the homeowners. What I was going to say was when we were talking about how many people are moving out was I saw some figures is that if you're a cost of a U-Haul truck from L.A. or San Francisco is like $6,000 to $7,000 going to Austin, Texas. Coming back, it's like $1,500. In other words, there's so many leaving, they're charging that much, but coming back,
$1,500.
Called Enterprise. Okay, while we're here, we've got 6 minutes left on this break. You guys, last time you were here, we're talking to Cameron Middleton and Bruce Middleton from House of Realty. You're very involved, and you have your finger on the pulse of the Kutras property. And can you give our listeners an update of what's going on there?
Well, after 72 years, the lease expired December 31st. So Cameron and I are managing all the existing buildings down there, pretty much from the RV park all the way up to the gas station on Park Marina. So 90% of what's on the east side of Park Marina. And due to COVID, we've had a lot of interest on developing that property. People saying, hey, I'd like to put a restaurant here. I'd like to do this. I'd like to do that. That kind of came to a halt in March, still not having access to the property. But there is certainly demand, and we're trying to come up with a kind of an overall plan. It will take time. We had in past shows talked about the Costco property that we had in escrow. It only took 4.5 years to close. The city's anxious to have something developed down there. They're talking about making Park Marina two lanes instead of four, which I think at this point in time is a mistake, and they want to move forward, I believe, because there's grant money. But you know, at the same time
that we're trying to develop probably one of the most valuable pieces of property along the SAC. Right here.
Absolutely.
And to be able to build, to have, you know, to give people another reason to come off the road, we want to take that four-lane road and reduce it to two.
We're trying to get that put on hold. The development should dictate what happens to the street. The street shouldn't dictate what the development's going to be. And so, you know, if that money's available and I can understand, well, let's get the money, but it's way too early as far as driveways and what's going where, and they want to have like four bike lanes, which I'm really opposed to. You know, up here where everything's subsidized in downtown, bike lanes, that's fine. But I mean, down there, one or two to me would be adequate. People are going to drive down from I-5. They're not coming here on bicycles.
No, they're not.
And they're not going to use Uber or ride sharing. You know, that's not the way it works. So, anyway, you know, we've got an uphill fight there. But
You know, when they did all the bike lanes downtown, and frankly, I know I'm just short sighted, but it's been years. I don't see those bike lanes being used except by people pushing grocery carts full of their stuff.
California and Pine Street, I haven't seen a half a dozen bikes since they created that, and what it's done is create more traffic and more accidents. And they're not being used. And what, a block away, we're going to have a bike restaurant and whatever. And that's, you know, to each his own.
Well, you know, hopefully that they're right, that this is going to bring in so many people that are going to come in here for biking things at the bike restaurant that I don't know if they're going to have a takeout lane. You just kind of bike in, you know, kind of, you know. Anyway, We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. Now, you also, we only got like a minute before the break, but finally Costco closed. And then Costco put a big fence around that area to try and clean that up. They had a little problem with that.
Well, the homeless issue out there was terrible. Cameron and I walked out there one time, and we could hear the voices and the intoxication at 11 o'clock in the morning, and we both have CCWs, but we didn't get 200 feet in there, and I told him we didn't bring enough guns, so we'll come back at another time.
We don't have enough backup here.
Yeah,
you know, you got to call in for backup. You know, all these little helicopters by scenes, and just call in for a little bird to come in. Okay, we're going to take a break. And this portion of the show is brought to you by friends over at Cornerstone Community Bank. Well, I'll tell you, Cornerstone Community Bank's getting involved in a lot of things around here, but one of them's that PPP. It's back up again. They were the stalwarts of the groups of people trying to help others with the payroll protection plan. Cornerstone Community Bank is ready to help again, whether you're a customer or not. I mean, they just said, you know, we'd like to have your business, but we're here to help. So, two locations here in town at 1845 California Street, where you can hit that from here with a good drive, from my three wood. Cameron, of course, uses one iron. What?
Lee Trevino's famous line. You've been hit a couple of times on the golf course by lightning, and they said, so, Lee, now what do you do if you're on the course and lightning comes around? He said, simple, you just hold up a one iron. Not even God can hit a one iron.
Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. And experience how they are moving local dreams forward. Yeah, that's cute. Okay, we'll be right back.
I hear people talking bad about the way they have to live here in this country. Harping on the wars they fight, griping about the way things ought to be. I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down our country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless pets.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Welcome back. Let me start all over again. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com with Carl and Linda Bott, 8:34 in the morning here on the 15th of January. It is approximately 46 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day. Tomorrow looks like it's going to be maybe a little cloudy, but still good, going up to 73 tomorrow. And if you are really, truly blessed, you'll be joining me on the range in one of the CCW classes we have going tomorrow. We are here with, of course, the House of Realty, and this segment of the show is being brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They're open. They work by appointment, 244-9478, the only place I've gotten my hair cut in the last 13 years. Has been right there at the Cypress Square Barbershop. Man's last stronghold. Tell us about your experience, honey, when you walked in that day. And you had to, what did you say? You had to shave your legs after that because of all the testosterone?
No, there was definitely a film on the windows. And it was hard. I had to blow on the glass and kind of wipe it off, you know, kind of like it was foggy. So I walked in and I tiptoed in like, I don't know if I can even breathe the same air. It's very thick in the Cypress Square barber shop.
But it, you know what? It puts hair on your chest and on your face. So, okay. We're here with, well, I hope that one of them can talk. They're both sitting over there. They've lost it over that one. Bruce and Cameron Middleton from House Realty. Something happened we were talking about during the break. We need to talk about this. You know, when you buy a house, you know, you're moving a lot of money around. But there can be disasters.
There can, and I think it's important for people to kind of realize, too, right now with COVID and everything that's going on, we've got some more people in desperate situations, which oftentimes lends itself to increased potential for fraud and for fraudulent activity and for people to sometimes not do either the legal or ethical thing. And we're starting to see an increase in that. We had an instance here that just occurred. It was not a person we represented, but a buyer recently had put an offer in on a house and had found a lender online, just found a website, and it was a private money lender out of Southern California, and said, oh, these guys approved me, sounds great.
Now this lender out of Southern California was a lender, though.
So what the website looked legit.
Okay.
If you put in the name of this entity,
right.
It came up with a valid DRE license number. It came up as a valid company.
Right.
But the person that she ended up talking to, once they got through towards the end of the transaction, he said, hey, go ahead, open a bank account, send us your closing costs, send us your points, send us, you know, various monies, and then I will go ahead and wire all of the funds directly up for the full purchase price to the escrow officer. That's not how it works. And what she didn't realize was this, that she was sending the money to someone who was not actually the lender. And when that happened, she ended up losing a substantial sum of money, over $20,000. And when it came time, there was, oh, well, we'll send the money tomorrow. Oh, we had a problem with this. We'll send it tomorrow. We'll close again tomorrow. We kept hearing that repeatedly, and in the end, it turned out this person, it was a complete scam. They never intended to send any of the money up to close the escrow. They were pretending to be this other private lending entity. They weren't a real lender, and they walked away with all the money that was sent down.
How do you prevent this? Besides using a local one that you actually know the people and, well, you can see them.
That's the primary thing I would say to do to prevent it. You're dealing with somebody from out of the area. All you have is a phone number. The address ended up being phony. everything. It, if you've got somebody local that's reputable, that you can truly go in and talk to, shake their hand, it's someone who's been established in the community for at least some stretch of time. And that doesn't go for just lending. That's every part of the process. Yeah. And it's very important to do that. And to get referrals, ask around. I mean, again, same thing with realtors. You know, we're seeing a lot of realtors from L.A., you know, Southern California, some Bay Area, Sacramento, who just call up here and say, hey, I might have a buyer. Go get me a video of the house. Go do this. Go, you know, I've got some buyer. Yeah. When it doesn't sound completely legit, we had one that called an agent of ours at 11:30 at night, three nights ago. Called him at 11:30 at night, wouldn't give her DRE number, wouldn't say the name of her brokerage, just that she was going to buy this property. There was probably some level of impropriety going on there. And our agent finally just hung up on them and said, I'm not going to be dealing with somebody like that. But a lot of things happen with technology today, and they happen remotely. The other one is wire fraud. We've discussed that before. That's a big, big problem. You get an email that looks you're about to close your escrow. You've got a large chunk of money that you're going to be putting in as a down payment or for your portion of the funds to buy a house. You've got, say, a couple hundred thousand dollars. You're going to go put that in to buy this house. You get an email. It looks like it comes from the realtor or it comes from the title company saying, here's the account number and routing number to send your funds into escrow so we can close in 2 days. And you go, you walk down to the bank, you wire that money off. The next day you get a call from the title company saying, all right, we're going to verify your information and then we're going to let you know that, you know, here's the wiring instructions to send your money. And the person says, well, I already sent the money. Well, where did you send it to? Because you didn't send it to us, and now it's gone. It's been transferred from four different accounts around the world. It's been turned into cryptocurrency, and now it cannot be found. And we've had it happen. It happens a lot more in the Bay Area and Southern California because you're talking larger numbers.
I think I read about that. Somebody had lost $250,000 that they had sent to an account, thought they were sending it to their title company.
Yeah.
And now it's all gone now.
It's all gone.
That's it.
And it's
there
common.
I mean, there's no insurance on it either.
No.
Yeah. Very little recourse in a situation like that. That happened up here not too long ago, and the local DA got on top of it and whatever and recovered the money that day. But they say if it's not recovered within 12 hours, your odds of getting it back
are
zero.
How did they get it back? I wonder.
Between the agent, Lucky got involved in the thing, and they were able to track, and they were able to, they found the funds and were able to stop a transfer.
Well, maybe that's it. Maybe it takes a while for them to switch it over, but I imagine now in today's world that the real experts, the second that you push that button,
it's gone. Yeah.
It's gone. It's gone into, like you said, four different accounts.
You know, and I'd like to add, Quicken Loans, I think, is the number one lender in the United States. There are online lenders that are reputable that do a very good job. It's these companies that you haven't heard of.
Yeah.
And Cameron ended up calling this company and talked to the broker in Newport Beach, has a very reputable company, never heard of the guy, or the phone number, address, anything, the guy had ghosted that company and whatever. But this guy was reputable. He said it happened once before. He'd contacted the FBI. He would do that again in this situation. But, no, there are lenders that you can go online that are reputable. But, you know, every now and then you get a fly-by-night or something.
Or like you said, you get something in the mail that looks real. So, you know, if something like that, here, send us all your money. You know, you may wait to the next day to call the title guy or whoever you're working with. Said somebody just sent this to me. Blah blah blah. This is just it's remarkable, and people need to know that it's happening more and more.
And it's all kinds of things. And if you have a question, you know, get on the horn, talk to people, find out. You know, call an agent, call an attorney, call somebody, do some research, do some digging. And we just see it with all kinds of things lately. You know, we had a thing recently, we had a landlord who didn't want to give back security deposits. Things like that, I've got some loophole, I don't have to do it. So there are just things like that where you have some people that from time to time are not wanting to be, always ethical. And again, you get in difficult times. People right now might be struggling for all sorts of different reasons with COVID, and maybe want to, whether it's cutting a corner or doing something unethical to gain a little extra money in a desperate situation, or just absolute outright organized fraud, which this case, for example, was. Yeah. I mean, they did great documentation. Guy was a very smooth talker, everything else. You just have to be on your toes. And the more people you talk to about it, again, and we can't stress enough, use local people. Use somebody that you can go knock on their door.
Buy local, stay local.
Yeah, walk in, sit down at the chair across from their desk and talk to them about it. This gentleman here said he was from Los Angeles, but we have no idea where he's actually from. He's probably overseas. So it just takes a little digging, and once I dug into it for about 10 minutes, we were able to figure out this whole thing was not legitimate. But it occurs, and you cannot be careful enough in this day and age.
We're here with House Realty, and we were just talking about fraud and organizations that ghost real office. But end up taking your money, which is another reason that if you stay local with your realtors and your lenders and all this, they can get you the same deals as online ones, even though that they claim they can get better ones. Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Since it seems like the insurrection is happening all around us, Bastiani Arms, Linda's looking at me going, no, don't do it like that. Okay. There is no insurrection, as we know. Bastiani Arms, though, is our place of choice to buy firearms. And John Bastiani takes excellent care of his customers. Their customer service is just simply outstanding. They have a number of accessories, including ammo, on a regular basis that you can purchase there. But just the customer service and being able to have your gun worked on by John Bastiani, I mean, he truly, truly prides himself on customer service and working on firearms. Give him a call at 222-8222 to set up an appointment at Bastiani Arms. We'll be right back.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Radiant Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Radiant Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow
down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio, Friday, the 15th of January. Friday. Another 10 hours of grueling work finished this week. 8:50 in the morning, 45 degrees out there. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. We're here with Bruce and Cameron Middleton of House of Realty. We've been talking about how easy, you know, not easy, but to check, make sure you know who your lenders are, and make sure you know where you're sending your money to, because we just had a case here in town where a lady just lost over $20,000 by sending it to, sending the money who she thought to a reputable firm. The firm itself is reputable, but somebody used, just ghosted off their website. So what do we want to take away from today for this month?
Well, again, I think it's use local, number one. Number two, just take some time and be wise about what you're doing when it comes to real estate. We are not at a point where I'd say we have panic buying, but we're pretty darn close. And so I think there people need to be have a little bit of patience and just – take some time, do a little extra research, make sure that what you're doing is the right thing. You have people sometimes going in wanting to grossly overpay for something. You have and say, oh, well, when the appraisal comes in, it'll just come down. The price will come down. And making some moves and doing some things that may not end up being in their long-term best interest. So just be careful. It's kind of a crazy world out there, as everybody knows right now. And so just keep an eye out. You know, the other one we were talking about too here during the break was rental scams. You know, we see a lot of that as well, where we put a house on the market or an agent puts a house on the market. Somebody sees that and says, okay, then they make a Craigslist ad and say, okay, this house is for rent, even though they don't own the house. And they get a phone call and say, here's what it is. They usually do it cheaper, considerably cheaper than market rate. So say maybe the house sells for should rent for $2,000. They'll put it at $1,500 a month. They'll get phone calls. They'll get somebody. They'll go down. They'll show it to them. They've gone in. They've changed out the locks and the doorknobs and everything. They'll get into the access to the house. Person will walk in and they'll say, okay, hey, here you go. Give me first month's, last month's and deposit. And the person goes, great, here's your rental agreement, looks legit, they'll sign it, they'll walk into the house, and then the next day somebody goes to show it, or the seller walks in and goes, hey, who are you people and what are you doing in this house? And they'll say, well, I've got a rental agreement. I've got it right here. I've paid rent. I've got a legitimate, you know, this is where I'm at. And the whole thing's a complete fraud. And the person who acted as if they were the owner is now long gone with your $4,500 or whatever it is.
How do you prevent that? I mean, you go in there and somebody seems legitimate. Bruce?
Well, you know, as a listing agent, you need to stay on top of it. This generally happens on vacant homes. A year or two ago, I had the house next door to me listed, and I come home one afternoon, and there are people walking around. I said, oh, are you interested in the home? Well, no, we're going to rent it. And I said, well, number one, it's not for rent, and I am the listing agent. So anyway, I got on Craigslist, and I checked the number, so I called the number. And then this young lady comes on the phone and tells me that their child is sick, so they're going to be in New York for a year. But if I send her $2,500, she will send me the keys, and then we can do a lease agreement. So I listened to this whole story and then told her who I was and that, you know, I'll follow up on the phone number. Well, it was off Craigslist not long after that. But once somebody gets in that house, it's not easy to get them out. They feel they have a right and they've paid for it, and it might take you 60 to 90 days to even get them out, which negates the, you know, any chance of a sale in that period. So there was a lot of that going on, and I'm sure it still exists. So you have to watch out in that regard too. But really, you know, we've had instances where an agent hasn't checked on a house for a while, and there's squatters in there. And they go to PG&E or something with some paperwork that PG&E doesn't check. This is my lease. The power is turned on. And they'll pay the power bill, but they're not going to pay any rent or anything else. And so you get there, and where the hell did you come from? And that's happened frequently.
And that, and it does take a while to get them out of there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I guess the biggest question I have then is the real estate shortage of houses, available houses, going to last? And how long, I mean, right now things are booming. Are we looking at a downturn?
Well, no, I with this lack of homes and interest rates being low, it's going to be like this for a while. And new home construction, and there's quite a bit of that going on, but keep in mind, too, new homes have to have solar now. The price of lumber is at an all-time high. We have a shortage of tradespeople, and they're asking for more money. So to build affordable housing, you know, you have to define affordable housing. There really isn't such a thing right now. You build 1,500 square foot new homes, and they're going to be $350,000. And that's why for first-time home buyers and whatever, these lower-priced homes are selling for so much money. And I think that trend's going to continue for a while. I don't see a big increase in listings. I think we have 400 listings, but we probably have 700 escrows. So a listing comes up, it sells immediately. And so that seems to be the trend, and I don't think that's going to change for a while.
Well, you know, one of the questions we asked, we have a few minutes left, one of the questions we asked is, could you sell our house quickly? And your answer was yes. But where are you going to go, Carl Linda, unless you're planning, you know, what, moving to, you know, Tennessee or something? And so, you know, of course, we love our house. But that's one of the problems, people wanting to downsize, finding that next house.
And downsizing's the toughest. If you're upsizing, you're in a better boat. The higher up you get on the scale, the less competition there is.
Sure.
In terms of the price scale. In terms of million-dollar homes or, you know, $700,000-$800,000, there are more of those on the market than you would imagine, and there are but far less buyers in that category.
Sure.
Here locally. Again, when we had seven homes on the market under $200,000, and then you have at least, I can't remember how many showings I had, 15 mm-hmm. about 24 hours, and then nine offers, it's a little bit different. And so as you get into the 300s, 400s, $500,000 homes, it's more important that you price it still within the range of what the market can handle.
Sure.
There are homes out there that have been sitting, that are sitting, because they're priced too high, and usually they have problems. They have negative aspects to them. Maybe they have a pool, but the pool is in, you know, dilapidated, is in terrible shape.
Mm-hmm.
They may have a lot of, you know, they may have termite problems. You might have an unpermitted
right.
structure, what have you.
Are we still seeing the $200 a square foot?
Is that average is right around 200 a foot right now. So, and I can get the exact number. It actually dipped slightly last quarter, but that's a seasonal occurrence.
Mm-hmm.
But our friends over at Sprinkle Appraisals, Bob Sprinkle, puts out a report that we see once a month. It's a great report in terms of where everything is and for, you know, in the market, what our median price is within the 01, 02, and 03 zip codes within Reading and where that's at. And we have seen an increase. The other thing is he breaks it down, new construction, 0 to 10 years, 10 to 30, and over 30. So age of the home really can make a substantial difference as well, and so can quality. Again, when you've got some of the house that little 600-square-foot house I did was absolutely cherried. I mean, it was perfect. And a full-blown remodel 3 years ago, it was in great shape. Mm-hmm. That's why it sold so well and where it did. If you're really, you know, if it's in terrible condition, you're not going to get as many buyers. So it does make a difference.
How do we get a hold of House of Realty?
241-8300. Yeah, just give us a call.
You've only been there for what, 60 years?
56
years. Yeah. You know what?
We remodeled after 50, and we plan on doing that 44 more years from now.
Okay, good. And so 56 years. So what, Cameron, you were, what, 10 years old?
Yeah, my son Cole is going to have to be the one to do the next remodel.
Okay, everybody, have a great weekend. Like I said, another two grueling hours put into the archives here from Carl and Linda Bott. Remember, it's good guys. Good.